Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question: how can I ask my friends not to talk unkindly or inappropriately about others? Response from the New Era: gossip, unkind words, vulgarity. You've probably heard all of these things while walking your school hallways. Sometimes your friends are the ones participating, and you might feel uncomfortable and unsure of how to respond. But you can make a difference by being a good example. Stand assured, true friends will respect you for your decision to use clean, uplifting language that emphasizes the positive qualities of others.
Responses from New Era readers. Ask for God's help. Prayer will help you get strength from God to know how to speak to others. First, ask the Lord to know what to say to your friends. Also ask Him to help your friends understand the importance of looking at everyone as beloved children of Heavenly Father. Emphasize the importance of seeing the best in people and not saying bad things about them. Victoria Kersia, M. 19, Piauí, Brazil.
Be direct. You can just tell your friends nicely, "Hey, stop that. I don't appreciate it." Or, "Please don't talk like that. That is rude." After all, one of two great commandments is to love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. Clayton P., age 14, Arizona, USA.
Have courage. Just like Esther, Joseph Smith, Joseph of Egypt, and many other scriptural figures, you can have the courage to stop your friends from speaking inappropriately about others. I was going through the same situation, and I had the courage to talk to my friends in a loving and understanding way. In the end, they accepted and understood how important it is to use pure and worthy language. Besides reading the scriptures and praying, fasting helps a lot in those situations. Pray and ask with faith that our Heavenly Father will give you the courage to speak and touch the hearts of your friends. Paula H. 17, San Salvador, El Salvador.
Help each other to stay positive. My friends and I got bracelets, and every time one of us said something mean about another person, we would flick the speaker's bracelet. This was a good constant reminder to keep our thoughts and words positive. Caroline J., 18, Utah, USA.
Embrace differences with love. My friends must know that because we each have different strengths, we can benefit one another. In spite of people's imperfections, we must always have more love for them, and we must also believe in the power to change that is found in the Savior's atoning sacrifice. Esther M., 19, Kasai Oriental, Democratic Republic of the Congo. End of this month's Q&A.
Be an example. The best way to do this is by setting the example. Take the initiative to say good and positive things about whoever is being talked about. You will be amazed by how fast the conversation can change. Elder Eads, 24, Korea Seoul, South Mission.
Explain the drawbacks. Tell your friends how many positive experiences and interactions with other people they are missing out on. Explain that saying curse words is not good because it distances you from other people and pollutes your mind. Plus, good people avoid you if you use bad language. Elisa Ferreira S., 16, Minas Gerais, Brazil.
Sidebar. How do I know if I fully repented? Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has taught that repentance means striving to change, and that real change may require repeated attempts. He has also said that for our turning to the Lord to be complete, it must include nothing less than a covenant of obedience to Him, which is contained in the baptismal covenant and the sacrament. October 2011, General Conference. Full repentance also means making up for any harm you did to others. In addition, the Lord has said that a person who fully repents of his sins will confess them and forsake them. Doctrine and Covenant, section 58, verse 43. You should confess all sins to Heavenly Father and serious sins to your bishop as well. When in doubt, talk to the bishop. He's there to help. After doing these things, a way to know if you fully repented is to see and feel the effects of repentance, changes in your desires, feelings, outlook, relationships, and behavior. And most importantly, full repentance will bring the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Tell us what you think. I've been struggling with the same temptations for a long time. It's frustrating. How can I move past them? Send your answer and photo by March 15, 2018. Go to newera.lds.org and click Submit Your Work. Sign in with your LDS account and then select New Era under Choose Magazine. Click Add File to select your file and photos, and then click Submit to upload and send us your file. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A. Questions and answers.